Dr. Mitch is off. And for one more day, it's Dr. O, Dr. Ashok Uman. Good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
So, okay. What kind of pain reliever should one take? You know, we're talking Advil, aspirin, Midol, Aleve. You know, what's the difference?
Great question. Okay, let's start with acetaminophen. So we're all familiar with Tylenol. It's mm-hmm. the most popular painkiller right. in the world. So it's a good painkiller. It doesn't have anti-inflammatory action. And it also happens to be the drug responsible for the most overdoses in the world, too.
Really?
It doesn't take a lot to overdose on Tylenol, so you have to be very careful. Don't mix any of this with alcohol. That could be a lethal combination. And acetaminophen, if you look carefully, is found in many over-the-counter products. Almost all over-the-counter painkillers have a component of acetaminophen. It's generally a safe bet in appropriate doses. Let's go to number two, aspirin. So aspirin or acetyl salicylic acid, ASA, brand name Bayer, Bufferin is exactly the same thing. This is the oldest painkiller of the group. It does have anti-inflammatory action. The trade-off is it's hard on your stomach, could be hard on the kidneys. And aspirin's claim to fame is its side effect as a blood thinner. Sometimes we use to our advantage in preventing heart attacks, but you really have to speak to your doctor about that.
Right.
Then we have another drug, Andrew, in the NSAIDs category also, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. That's ibuprofen. So we've all heard of Advil.
Mm-hmm.
Motrin is exactly the same thing. This is a pretty versatile drug too. So it has a good risk-benefit profile. If you need it more than 2 weeks in a row, really speak to your doctor again, because it can lead to ulcers also. It can also be hard on your kidneys, but again, can be used safely periodically from time to time. And finally, we have one of the new ones on the market, Naprosyn or Aleve. So Aleve you can get over-the-counter. Midol is exactly the same. It's also from the NSAIDs category, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. What's the advantage of this one? So in the higher doses, it lasts a bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
But the trade-off is, so it has pain-killing, anti-inflammatory, but the trade-off is it's harder on the stomach, harder on the kidney. So again, none of these, Andrew, mix with alcohol, and all of these can be addictive.
Okay, well, here's a question then, like a mm-hmm. practical question, especially as we head into the holidays. You know, if you're out at a party, you've had a lot to drink, you got a pounding headache, and you're going to go to bed. Can you take any of these?
Oh, good question. You see, because none of them mix with alcohol and could be lethal. If you're talking about the next day, the hangover, well, maybe my first choice would have been, you're not drinking any alcohol, maybe you're going to try, the safest bet is probably Tylenol. But before that, hydration. If you're drinking, your number one treatment to prevent the hangover is hydrate yourself well the day you're drinking and the next day. Maybe you could try some Tylenol or some of the others gently, but you don't have any easy choices.
The secret is not to get schmammered in the first place, right? Okay. I gotcha.
Not too much eggnog, exactly.
Dr. Uman, thank you very much.